Lord Schleem started to slither up out of his chair. He was about to shout this devil down and force him to mend his language when he saw those eyes looking again at his boots. But it wasn't really the glance at the boots that stopped Lord Schleem. He recognized with diplomatic shrewdness that this devil could fall into a trap of his own digging. It was a very simple matter to prove that the attacking Tolnep ships were fully commissioned, legal ships, and officers of the Tolnep Navy. So let the devil plow on for now. He'd fang him shortly. Ha! The fellow was no real opponent after all.
Such regal representatives of kings and governments,
continued Johnny,
should, and if I am wrong, please correct me, convene on real points of treaties and intergalactic law. And on these, their expertise cannot be seriously challenged or questioned.
Hear, hear. True. Naturally, you have a point. Pray continue. The emissaries, all except for the combatants, were sitting up, interested. And all combatant representatives began to look uneasy. All except Lord Schleem, who was beginning to feel confident. This devil was going to dig a hole for himself. There was one trouble here for Lord Schleem. Each time that devil moved, it made lights flash off his buttons, and Tolneps had to wear filters to convert to ordinary visible spectrum, so every flash of a button overwhelmed the power of the filter, and he was getting a headache. He wished he could make them turn off that spotlight they had on this creature. Johnny was sweeping on.
The definition of the category of pirate, as opposed to the definition of military force, is a critical question. I am sure that from time to time, even in the best organized, paid, and regulated military forces, elements of navies or even merchant ships have mutinied or gone astray or been misled and have turned pirate, defying the benign and responsible authority of their own governments.
Oh, yes, many instances. Just last month, in these troubled times, a squadron of spaceships had mutinied at Oxentab. Lots of them in history. An old point, the emissaries agreed. Lot of stories written about it. Go on.
So,
continued Johnny,
to protect legitimate authority such as that which you represent,
pleased faces, except for the combatants.
And to really be able to cope with piracy when it occurs, the definition must be clarified. And this can only be done by an august body such as yours in the form of a formal treaty.
Good idea. Correct. Right. Very glum combatants, except Schleem, who was certain now this devil would shortly be sent down in flames.